episode 2170, Truth Be Told.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. Count the days. You are 1 week away from Christmas. Can you believe it? Yes, it is going by fast. This week has gone by fast. So take a deep breath. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Truth be told. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, we expect our children to be honest with us. So why do we as parents hide behind lies? It's easy to pretend you have it all together, when in reality, you're drowning. Truth be told, honesty is the best policy. And when you think about that statement that I made, why is it that we as parents hide behind lies? Oh, I already can hear the emails. They are shooting and flying in at me. But this is Confessions. And this is a time that we really need to begin to reflect as to what we are doing as parents. How are we facilitating things as a mom? What does it look like when we're being the best dad? What does it look like when we're not being the best parent? Think about what lies you have told today. Yes, you have already told a lie to your child, believe it or not. I know this comes as a surprise, but even those white lies, they're flat out lies. But somehow we just don't admit it. We tell our kids one thing yet mean another. The how are you answer becomes a way to stall from telling the truth. The truth is rarely shared. We feel one way but say something totally different. Truth be told, the one thing that does remain constant is change. And I don't know where our days take us to where we feel like we have to fit ourselves in as parents. We know better. Why should we fit in as a parent? We need to stand apart. We need to just stand out. We try to do what's best only later to learn it hurt more than it helped. You know, there was a song on the radio that I listened to by Matthew West. It's called Truth Be Told. I have a link in the show notes. It is an incredible song. I encourage you to go listen to it. Or if you want, just go and Google it. Yes, I actually named this episode from his song titled Truth Be Told. The lyrics that are in there, oh yeah, it is hard knock truths. It's one lie after another after another. And a lot of us parents are taking what we know from our own experiences in childhood and trying to convert our way of parenting. We want to make it look like, oh, well, I can remember when my mom did something and we were high school. And you're like, oh, I'm not going to be like that one. But then we still have this childlikeness, not in a positive, but like, oh, I'm just not ready to grow up. I want them to like me as a friend. You are not their parent. They're not supposed to like you as a friend. There's a difference between like and love. In fact, I probably really need to do an episode in that respect because I want you to challenge yourself. Are you parenting the way that you are being called to parent? Or are you taking the easy way out? Do you smooth things over? Do you accept the white lies that you tell? We're not even talking about the kiddos. We're talking about you. Truth be told, that doesn't work really well. And we don't learn it until we are much older. And sometimes we don't learn it at all. Unless we're pushed into a corner or maybe on our deathbed. This is one that just really hit home with me. I've been talking to so many parents out there, great friends, and they're coming to me with questions, and I'm like, okay, wait, let's really think this through. It's what you're doing, really what you want to be doing, or is it your easy way out? You know, the kids try to get it easy. They don't want to have to do anything harder than what it is. But for us parents, I don't know. I think we're losing our backbone. Instead of making your days what they are not and playing pretend as if everything will be better, be honest as a parent. Let the truth be told. Do the hard well. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Do the hard well. H-A-R-D. Being honest in life as a parent is the only way to fix it. That's what Matthew West says. I mean, his song, his lyrics, and I would love to go through each lyric with you. It is very well written. And we can try to smooth mistakes and mishaps and misunderstandings, but a cover-up never helped anyone. If you desire your child to grow up and impact the world that they touch, you want them to be an influencer in the positive realm of life, not the negative, then you must do the hard well, H-A-R-D. What does that look like? Number one, H, honor. Honor your child. Celebrate who she is no matter the circumstance or situation. Celebrate him. Find the good and the bad. Lift them up when everyone else is turning their backs. And for goodness sakes, keep your word. When you honor your child, you show respect for your child. And don't you think respect works both ways? If our children are asked to honor their father and mother, we too should do the same. Yes, the discipline still needs to occur. I get it. There are things that your children need to be told no, and reprimand needs to happen. But do so in a manner that demands respect of you, which they will come to understand decades later. It's not your job to be their friend. It's your job to be their mom, to be their dad, to be their grandma, to be their papa. Honor your child. Number two, A, ask for help from wise counsel. Too much of us are looking to do life without other people. We want it our way because we see how too many hands in the pot, not a good idea. Yes, some people you should not share things with. There are those. And there are some things you need to keep close. You don't need to go and spew all of your information out there on Instagram. And on Facebook, no. In fact, that's for another episode too. However, you need wise counsel in your life for all areas, and that includes parenting. Walk with the wise and become wise. That's what Proverbs 13, verse 20 says. Walk with the wise. It doesn't end there. It says, and become wise. You are not alone, so stop acting like you are. It's one of the reasons why I show up here every day on Create Your Now. I'm not saying I'm wise. There are days, yes, I am very good, or moments I'm very good. There are other days I fall flat. And I got to own those. I got to own them when I'm in front of my children. I've got to own them in front of my friends. I've got to own them in front of my spouse. And most importantly, I have to own them in front of God. But we've got to stop acting like we got this all done. We got it in the bag already. This is nothing. No, it is something. Because you're raising up a person, an individual, who has the opportunity to go out and impact the world that they touch. And that's part of your legacy. See, you're living your legacy now. But what you leave behind is the legacy. H, honor. A, ask. Number three, respond. Respond in love. We don't always understand the why in the moment. Maybe something has happened to you recently and you just shake your head. You're like, seriously? I shared where at one point, now I think it's almost been a few weeks now, where everything just seemed to be breaking in the house. And I just thought, why? Why? Why now, Lord? Why this again? I don't have time. We don't always understand the why in the moment. We don't understand why always our kid acts out the way he does. We don't always understand why the decisions are made. So love them where they're at. No conditions. At the same time, this can be tough love too. And tough love meaning, yeah, you got to love them, but you also have to know to let them go or to discipline accordingly. When you are honest and love at the same time, trust grows. How you respond either builds a bridge or demolishes trust. H, honor. A, ask. R, respond. And finally, number 4, discipline. Discipline with consistency. What you say must be what you do. Are you following through with that? Are you following through? Are they empty threats? Because I guarantee you your child is seeing through you if they're empty threats. I don't care if they're 2 years old. I don't care if they're 102 years old. Your child sees through that. What you say must be what you do. And don't forget to take responsibility for your reactions, whether good or bad. That knee jerk, yeah, those reactions get us into trouble. When you respond, it's different. So you got to own your stuff. Regardless of your attentiveness, your child is always watching, always. I feel like, what is that character's name? Okay, my children, I hear them yelling at it to me right now. Okay, they're not literally doing that as I'm recording this, but I feel like it is, and it's in Monsters, Inc. You know, I'm always watching you. I'm always watching you. What you don't do is notice as much as what you choose to do, and sometimes more so. How we handle a mistake, how we handle a situation, how we do life, good or bad, is notice, and the don'ts usually show up worse than the do's. For whatever reason, truth be told, honesty is the best policy. So do the hard well. Honor, ask, respond, discipline. And you got to remember that what you're doing and how you are raising up your child, it's got to come from a place of humility and leadership. This is your time to command the stage. And it's not a command performance as in, oh, well, I'm just going to see if I can make myself look good as a parent. No, this is living it day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute. When you were blessed in becoming a parent, much was expected of you. Just so you know, parenting is not about being right or wrong in how you parent or the perfection that you think you need to have and be so you're kind of put up on a pedestal. No, it's knowing how you desire your child to grow up so they can impact the world they touch. We forget that parenting doesn't mean achievement. It doesn't give you automatic success. Some of us say, oh yeah, he's going to carry on my name. Really? Then what is that really going to look like in his actions, in her vocabulary, in her decisions, in his comings and goings? Parenting is not easy. But it is the most important responsibility we have. And I know it's tough. I get it. There are times I shake my head at myself and I'm sitting there going, oh, Christy Ann, you really screwed that up. It's called life. But you learn from it, you own it, and you say next step, next moment. There are many times I'm on my knees and I'm asking God, just please help me. This is where I am. Now, understand this, though. I think we have to realize a couple things as parents. Number one, we have to recognize where our strengths are and also where our weaknesses are. If you're blessed to be in a household where you parent together, you've got to communicate together. In fact, I need to do a whole series on that. And the other thing is that you have to be careful on how you judge yourself. As a parent, you cannot compare to other parents. You can't look at another family and say, oh, they got it all together, because truth be told, we're not telling the truth. We're sharing what we want to be seen, what we want to be heard, whether that's on social media, your Instagram, your Facebook, whether that's at church. You may be trying to look a certain part. That's not your job. Your job is to do the hard stuff. Your job is to do what really matters with your child. And it may become very messy at times. But I promise you this, when you do your best and you have God come beside you in your parenting, you ask for help, you have that wise counsel, you do what you know, you discipline accordingly, and you say, okay, I can respond in certain ways, you live, love, and learn so that your child can impact when they grow up. It makes it a lot easier to say, you know what? I may not be the perfect parent, but I'm doing the best. And that is all, the only thing any of us can ask for. You're going to make mistakes and you're going to be awesome all in the same day. Did you hear that? You're going to make mistakes and be awesome. How can that be in the same sentence? How can that be in the same moment? Because it's called real life. So hold yourself together at times. Grow up. You are a parent. Woo! So celebrate it. Own it. No, you don't got it, but you get to live it. You're going to have those mistakes, and you're going to be awesome. This is called normal. That's why, truth be told, do the hard well. Go out today, love on your family, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.